Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
Let's do this.
She's cocky.
That is correct.
Yeah, I know.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I feel bad for her husband.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Yes, it is. That time of week. Our five-question quiz where we let you battle brains with Katie. The question remains the same.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Oh, nicely done. In a pinch. Our contestant today is Chrissy. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Up for grabs today, we have some tickets to see Pitbull and Enrique at the Golden One Center. Okay. Tickets don't go on sale until Friday at 10 a.m., but you can get yourself hooked up now. I'm going to give you five questions. Say if you're right or wrong after Katie goes. So are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Before we go, I understand you work for on budgets for the state?
Yes.
That's kind of awesome. I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to hype it. It's hard with budgets, but. All right, guys. Here we go. Are you ready to do this? Let's do this here. Katie is sequestered in the other side of the room. Question number one. On this season of Dancing with the Stars, you're familiar with the show, correct?
Yeah.
All right. In this season of Dancing with the Stars, one of the celebs who's dancing was discovered in the year 1980, mostly because of his unique look and also because he had been taking part in something on NBC called America's Toughest Bouncer Contest. Which contestant is it?
Mr. T.
Question number two. A person who writes plays is called a playwright. Can you correctly spell playwright?
P-L-A-Y-W-R-I-T-E.
Question number three. This weekend, a movie version of an old TV show hits theaters. The movie? CHIPS. It's about California motorcycle policemen. CHIPS is an acronym standing for California Blank Patrol. What does that middle part stand for?
Highway.
Question number four. On the periodic table of elements, the symbol for sodium is two letters. The first one is the letter N, as in Nancy. What's the second one?
Oh, God. I don't know. P?
Okay. And last question here, number five. Michael Che, Colin Jost, they're the current co-hosts of what part of Saturday Night Live?
Music.
Music. Okay. Katie, come on over. Oh, and Katie was like, she's so sequestered, she got startled by my, are you there? Are you all right?
Yeah. When you guys scream,
it, I know, it throws you off.
Jolts me a little.
This is Chrissy. She's from Dixon. She works on the state budget. And did you want to give your cell phone number out or should we just
You work for the state? Yeah. Do you know my husband?
I don't know. Is he incarcerated?
No, he's not. Not yet.
Okay.
Wait, I thought you working with budgets. Now you work with prisoners? Or you just have a fascination?
I'm budgets in the prison.
Jeez. I know. Okay, that's fine. That's interesting. Now I'm fascinated by that. But Katie, are you ready? Just so you know, do you think you did pretty well?
No, I think I did probably one.
No, you got two right. She got two right.
Oh, two right. Okay.
Two right. Are people watching this, by the way, on Facebook Live? Is that right? On Facebook Live on the 106.5 The End Facebook page.
Katie, my hair's kind of screwed up today.
That's
so
okay.
If I lose, that's why.
Okay. Here we go, Katie.
Okay.
Question number one. On this season of Dancing with the Stars, which celebrity was discovered way back in 1980, mostly because of his unique look, but also right after taking part in NBC's show America's Toughest Bouncer Contest?
I'm guessing it's Mr. T. That's the only person I know on Dancing with the Stars this season.
And you both got that correct.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah, Mr. T.
Okay. Yes, he was from the 70s.
Well, it was in 1980, so I'm sure most of his prior work was in the 70s. All right.
America's best top bouncer?
America's toughest bouncer.
Ah, okay.
America's next top bouncer?
Okay. Not the best top.
America's next model bouncer.
Okay.
Question number two. You got one right. A person who writes plays is called a playwright.
Yes.
Correctly spell playwright.
P-L-A-Y... W-R-I-G-H-T.
Look at that. That's a tricky one. That's correct.
That's
Yeah. It seems like It seems like someone who invented, the person who invented spelling, tried to mess with us on purpose.
Because you would think it was W-R-I-T-E.
That is incorrect. But Katie just got two. One more, and she beats you, and you go to Pitbull with your head hung in shame. Katie, question number three. This weekend, a movie version of an old TV show hits theaters. The movie Chips.
Mm-hmm.
It's about...
Dax Shepard.
That's not even part of the question. But okay. Yeah, he's in it. It's about the California motorcycle policeman. CHIPS is an acronym which stands for...
California Highway Patrol.
Stands for California Blank Patrol. What's the middle?
Highway.
And with that, she wins.
Woo! That was an easy one.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Listen, it's fine. What are the other ones? Maybe they're hard.
They might be because she got them both wrong.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you'll get number five right, but... Chrissy, hang on a second. On the periodic table of elements, the symbol for sodium is two letters. The first one is N. What is the second?
It's not S for salt?
No, because sodium is salt.
It's not S-A?
No.
N-S?
Nope, that's not it.
N-N-M?
Intern Kevin, do you know the answer to this?
M-N-O-P?
N-A.
Intern Kevin is right.
I'm a chemistry major.
Now you are,
sure. You are not a chemistry major. Every time you talk about your major, you change it. So.
Well, when he's right, he's right. I think he's a chemistry major. I mean, I knew that. He knew that.
You knew that?
I'm a chemistry major, too.
Okay.
Michael Che, last question. Michael Che and Colin Jost are the current co-hosts of what part of Saturday Night Live?
Weekend Update.
Yeah, it's Weekend Update. Not her guess, which was music.
Oh,
I mean, they actually
whatever.
They do that, and like Lord was there. You should watch it; it's kind of fun. But hey, you know what? Because we're suckers here for a loser,
a pretty gal who works in prison budgets.
Yeah, we've been losers our whole life. We want to help you out. Give a loser something fun. Pitbull and Enrique tickets. We're going to give you the tickets to see that show live for free, even though you lost. So we're going to ask you the question. This is the embarrassing part. Are you smarter than Katie, Chrissy?
Hell no, I'm not.
Hell no, but that's okay. Girl, that is okay. Do the prisoners have radios?
Yes, they do.
Do they listen to our show?
I don't know if they get it in their stations, their five stations.
It's probably best that they don't.
I think all five stations should be us, but that's just me, and that's why I don't work for the prison
system.
Because
we can rehabilitate them.
Can we?
Through laughter and love.
This is just a ratings grab is what she's trying to do. But I like how you're thinking.
Yeah.
The Wake-Up Call.
106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.